Be'ez Hashem is where we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Ram Sichah Shabbos, in the Sefer Zman book of designated times, where we continue with the Lamatas Malachas in detail, which in this parak we discuss continuing from the previous parak, starting from the Malacha of Afiyah up until the Malacha of Betziah. And Ram gives a Malacha Aleph regarding the Malacha of baking and cooking on Shabbos. Ho'ifa, someone bakes kigregris, the measurement of the size of a dried fig, Chayiv is going to be liable for the Malacha of Afiyah. And that's Echad Oif HaSapas, whether someone baked bread, Oy Mabashal Samachal, or cooked food, Oy Sasamamonim, or the herbs, Oy Hamamacham Esamayim, or he heated up water, Hakolin Echad, it's all the same idea. Now, Sheh Hamacham Esamayim, the measurement of heating up water is Kedei Lichetz Ben Eiver Katan, is the amount of that one could bathe and wash a small limb. And Meshim Mabashal Samamonim, the measurement of cooking herbs is it's the amount that would be fit for the thing that you're cooking it for. Again, it has to have a utility, and it's whatever that item is for what it's being done for. If it has that shear, that's going to be the malacha of Afiyah. Halacha Beis. Hanoisin Beya, if someone places an egg b'tzad ha-mechem on the side of a kettle, b'shvil shel tiskalgel, so that it should be lightly roasted, b'tiskalgel, and it gets slightly cooked, Chayiv is going to be liable because Shem Avashel b'teledes or, even though it's not cooked on the fire, it's the kettle that got hot from the fire, it's a derivative from the fire. If you cook on that, that's Shem Avashel b'or atzma, it's like cooking in the fire itself. V'chin ha-madiyach b'cham, so that someone washes off with hot water, a warm water, dog malich hayoshin, an old salty fish, a kulyas respan, or Spanish mackerel, which is a fish comes from Spain, which the skin is very soft and thin, and they salt it to eat it. V'hu dag Dak Verdach B'Yesa, as we said, and that's a fish that's very thin and soft, very much so. Harizal Chayv is going to be liable because the Chasim Mechamen, the washing off with warm water, Zehu Gaman B'Shum, that's the finishing of its cooking, because you can't eat it without washing it off first with warm water. So that's considered like it's Bishul, like it's preparing to be eaten. Mechin Kitzvin said, and anything similar like that will be the liability of the Malacha of Mevashel. Halacha Gimel, Hamafkia Esabeya. If someone cracks an egg, Bebeget Ham, onto a hot garment, or on sand, or the dust of the road, Shem Chamim, Mashemesh, that they got hot from the sun baking down on it. So Avabish and Nitzlis, even though you roasted the egg, Potter will be exempt from a punishment, rabbinically forbidden, but exempt. The reason for that is, Shel Toidel Chama, in contrast to the kettle, a derivative from heat that's from the sun, which this got its secondary from heat, both by the kettle and here, but one's from the fire and one's from the sun, in the Kedaltas Aish. It's not like the derivative of fire itself, which would be biblically forbidden. Here it's not. Abu Ghazalim, but they did make a rabbinic decree in it that it's forbidden. They told us, or because of the confusion of something that's heated from the fire, they both look the same. They're a hot item, just one from fire, one's from sun. And b'chein mevashel b'chametz tveri b'kayitz, and more someone, let's say, cooks with the hot springs in Tiberias, by the Kinneret or similar types of things, pottery is going to be exempt because it's not the normal way of cooking. Hamavashal al-or, someone cooks on fire, which is the area to be liable, but it's davashay mavashal kotarka, something that's totally cooked already. Or davashay inatach bishal kotarka, something that doesn't even need to be cooked at all. So then pottery, then one would be exempt, similar to the concept of im bishalach habishal, something's already cooked or doesn't need cooking, that's not the liability of preparing it to be eaten with the medium of fire. Halacha d'alt. Echad nas nesa or. Let's say someone, he placed the fire. Echad nas nesa etzim. Someone put the wood. Echad nas nesa ketel. Someone put the pot. Echad nas nesa mayim. Someone put in the water. Echad nas nesa basar. Someone put the meat in the water. Echad nas nesa tavlin. Someone put the spices into that. Uvach, v'heges, and the last guy comes over and mixes it all. Kum chayav mishum mevashel. They're all going to be liable for cooking. Shakol oisa dov mitzorcha bishul. Because anyone who does something that's from the necessities of cooking. Whereas mevashel is cooking, and each one of these did a step in cooking. Avol im, but if let's say the other way around. Im shofes echad esakadere tchila. First, someone put the pot down. There was no fire there. There's nothing. Just put the pot down. Uvacham anas nesamayim. Someone else put in the water. Uvacham anas nesabasa. Someone else put in the meat. Uvacham anas nesatam. Someone came and put in the spices. But there was no cooking. There was no fire over here. Then uvacham anas nesu. Then someone came and put the fire. And then uvacham anas neitzam al or. Then once there's a fire, which now it's ready to be cooked. Then someone put wood on the fire. Uvacham higgis. And someone came along and cooked it. Shnei machrein bulvan chayiv mishum avashal. Only the last two will be liable for cooking. Meaning, once there's fire, then there are all elements of cooking. The one that brought the fire is liable for maver, for actually kindling a fire. But the cooking is for those who do the wood and the mixing of the water. But those who did before didn't do anything related to cooking. Halacha hey. Someone puts meat on top of coals. Im nitzla by kegregris, if it gets roasted the amount of a dried fig, again, that's the measurement when it comes to food, that's the minimum of liability, then afilu b'shnayim v'shleish mekayimus, and even if it got roasted the amount of a dried fig, even in a combination of two or three different places, chayiv is going to be liable because that's the way that roasting is done. Loin nitzla by kegregris, if it didn't get roasted the amount of a dried fig, avim nisbashel kuloi, but all of it got cooked, chatzi bishel, at least medium rare, that it's half cooked, well then chayiv is going to be liable because that is normal to cook that way for someone that doesn't have time to wait till it gets totally cooked. And nisbashel chatzi bishel mitzarecha, but let's say it got half cooked only from one side, then part is going to be exempt at shehapach, but until he turns it over, nisbashel chatzi bishel mishneitz dozman, there has to be at least half cooked from both sides. That's the Rambam Shita in Michael Ben Dursoi, it's a measurement of half cooked. Now, shachach, if someone forgot, v'hidbik pas betana b'shabbos, and by mistake he put some dough onto the walls of the oven on Shabbos. I mean, this guy remembers that, he's gonna violate the malacha of baking when it gets heated up and it gets cooked. So mutru lo, it's permitted, and specifically for him, not for others, because for others you're not allowed to do even the rabbinic prohibition. He's allowed to do the rabbinic prohibition of taking down the dough, so not to violate the biblical malacha, but others cannot. L'daisa, to take it down, kinshut the offer before it gets baked, v'yobad the malacha, and then that it'll then come to a malacha. There is, so he's allowed to avoid that by doing the rabbinic esther of taking it down. If someone melts, any one of the types of metals, even a minute amount, or he heats up a metal until it becomes fiery hot like a coal, or he says, that's a derivative of the malacha of cooking. So too, if someone goes and melts wax, or fats, or tar, or which is a brown type of a tar, or and pitch, creates from all these similar types of things. When he melts it, it's a toledus mavashal b'chayv, it's a derivative of the malacha of cooking, and is going to be liable. And v'chein mavashal klei adam, if someone cooked an earth vessel made out of earth, acher so heats it up and cooks it until it becomes earthenware, chayv mavashal is liable for cooking because kol elish adam, the rule of it is as follows. Whether he's softening something that was hard, but he's softening it in the fire. Oh, the other way around. He's hardening something that was soft in the fire. That's the liability for mevashel because that's what cooking generally does. It takes a hard potato and makes it into soft. It takes something soft egg, it turns it into a hard egg. That's the transition that it goes through the medium of fire. Something would apply even with non-foods as metals as we're discussing. Halacha zayin, continue with the next malacha of geziza, of shearing. Hagoizes tzemar esayir. If someone cuts off, shears the wool or the hair, beinam behema, beinam achaya, whether from a domesticated animal, whether from a wild animal, beinam achaya, beinam mes, whether it's living, whether it's dead, afilu min hashelech shelhen, even from the hide that was already skinned after the slaughtering, chayiv, one would be liable for geziza. Kamashir, how much is his measurement? Kedei litvus mimen achud, the amount that you'd be able to spin from it a thread, sh'arkoi, that its length would be kareichav hasit kafel, the width of a double sit. Now, b'kamareichav hasit, how much is the sit that we're saying double of that would you'd be able to spin, with that you'd be liable to malach of geziza? It's kedei limtoyach min boyin shal yad. It's to stretch out, to measure from the thumb of the one's hand, ad etzbar to shine until what we call the pinky, till the first finger. K'shiyivtach b'neim k'chal koicha, when you open up as far as one could open up his hands. And this is close to 2/3 of a zeres, which is a half a amma of, if the amma is 6 tvachim, which would be a total of 3 tvachim. That's how much a zeres is. So 2/3 of that would be this reichav asit. And for this halacha, it's double of that amount. Now, a toilish kanef min ha'ev, someone detaches a wing from a bird, harizu toledis, guys, that's a derivative of the malacha of shearing. Hatoyves atzema min achai. Now, if someone spins the wool from a living animal, so though it's coming off when he does that, pot is going to be exempt. Why? She'en derech geziz b'kach, that's not the way of shearing, of pulling off, of cutting off the hair. And she'en derech nibitz b'kach, you're not going to be liable for beating it, although you're doing that in the process. She'en derech tvi b'kach, it's not the way of spinning. Even though you're spinning it, and that's generally a liability of a malacha, but you're doing it on the animal itself, that's not the normal way, and therefore one would be exempt, because it's not done in the normal way. Someone cuts off his fingernails, his hair, or his mustache, or his beard, that is the derivative malacha of geziz. But chayiv is going to be liable. But who sheitel bekeli, that's as long as he cuts it off with a utensil like scissors. But if he pulls it out by hand, whether for himself or whether for others, pot is going to be exempt. But someone cuts off a wart from his body, whether by hand or whether with a vessel, pot is going to be exempt. And that's bein loy bein la'achar, whether for himself or whether for others. where this would not be the liability of the biblical iser of Geisus. Moreover, one is allowed to cut off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash by hand, but not with a vessel, because this is only rabbinic, as we said, to do, and there's no rabbinic prohibition in the Beis HaMikdash at all. If it was dry, you could cut off even with a utensil, and the chiddush in doing the avodah is that you shouldn't say that, well, ben hashmashas, when the wart was there, wasn't fit to do the avodah, so therefore, if you couldn't do it ben hashmashas, you can't do all Shabbos. No, once you're saying, once you remove the wart, you're allowed to do the avodah, because since it was dried and crusty and crumbling, it's like it was already removed from beforehand, and therefore that would not be that you were not able to do the avodah from beforehand. Halacha tes. Hanotel sada bekli. If someone cuts off his hair with a utensil, kama yitul v'yichayev. So he said that that's a liability. It's a telad of gezizim michayev, as long as you take it with a kli. So the question is, how much is that measurement to be liable? So shtei saris is the amount of two hairs. Then liket levanis mitev shcheres. But if you go ahead and you pluck out a white hair from the black hairs, then the falachas, even one hair chayev is going to be liable, because that's a significant amount, because that one white hair is significant in as it sticks out from the black hairs. If you have a fingernail, then most of it's already detached. Or you have these strands of skin, then most of it is detached from the person's body. In if you pull it off, if it's separated towards the upper part, where there's a discussion regarding upper part, does that actually mean the edge of the fingernail, or actually the part that's closest to the body, and therefore one should be stringent on both ways, and it's paining him, so that if it was the if it's detached towards the upper part and it's paining him, then he's allowed to take it away with his hand because of pain. The sages did not make something forbidden, which is when you're doing by hand, if it's in a situation of pain. But not with the vessel, which is the biblical prohibition of the telod of gezes. But if he did take it away with a vessel, then patzik mezim, because ultimately most of it was already detached. Now, if it's not paining him, then even my hand would be forbidden. And if most of it was not disconnected, even if it's painting him, you'll not take it away with your hand. And if you took it with a vessel, well, then you're liable for the biblical malacha of the Tailada of Geizes. The next malacha of Hamalabin. Hamalabin is a tzemer as a pishnam. Someone whitens the wool or the linen, or the crimson thread. All similar things, that the norm is to whiten them. Chayiv, one is liable for the malacha Hamalabin. The kamashir, how much is its measurement? It's the amount that you're whitening that of kedei litvos mimin chut echa, that you could go and take that amount and spin from it one thread. That's orkoi kumali richa b'sit kafel, that its length is like the measurement of the width of a double sit, which we already mentioned before how much that is. Shu orich arba atvachim, which is the length of four hand breath. Halachi Ralph. Hamachabes begotten. Someone washes garments. Harei teled is malab, and that's a derivative of the malach of whitening. B'chayiv is going to be liable. If someone squeezes out a garment until he extracts the water that was inside the garment, that's laundering, it's going to be liable. Because squeezing out is from the necessities of laundering. Just like mixing a pot, it's not actually cooking, but that's from the necessities that cooking helps it cook better. Squeezing out is part of kibbutz, which is, like we said, a derivative of malaban. But there's no problem about squeezing out when it comes to hair, because hair is hard, actually does not absorb, it's non-absorbent. Void in la'ar, something is for leather. Shein there you're not liable for squeezing out what's inside of it. Look at basically the next malacha of hamanapitz. Hamanapitz etz ha'semer, which someone goes and he shakes out the wool by hand to clean it out from any waste matter that's inside of it, oyas a pishdan, or the linen, oyas a shani, or the crimson thread, or kizman, the similar types of things, chayiv is going to be liable. B'kamashir, how much is his measurement? If you're banging this, cleaning it out, the amount of wool that you can spin from it to make one thread, that's orkar ba tvachim, the length of four tvachim. If someone does this niputz to the sinews of an animal, until you bang it, until you make it like soft, like wool, could they litvus us that you could spin thread from it? Or is it teledus menapitz? That's going to be a derivative of menapitz of chayvin, it's going to be liable. Halachi gimak tim with the next malacha of hatzeveya. Someone dies, colors chut, a thread, sha'arkar ba tvacham, that its length is four tvacham, oi dobe sha'ef sha'litvus men chut kizeh, or something that you could spin from it, such a type of a thread, chayvin, you're liable for tzeveya. Ben ha'tzeveya chayvin, but the one who's dying is not going to be liable until he dyes it a color that lasts. But if someone dies, a kol does not last at all. For example, shehever sarak, that he puts in it this like golden color, or shoshar, which is a type of a bright red color. Al gabi barzel, on iron, and chayish lo kapur tzavai, and he dies, the pot is going to be exempt. Why? Shehever tzavai mavir l'shaitu, because you get rid of it momentarily. But in the tzavai klum, it's not doing any dying at all. And any type of activity that does not last, that you do on Shabbos, which is what we're talking about today, and Potter, one is going to be exempt. Someone makes the color of the dye. That's a derivative of Mlocha, but Tzevei is going to be liable. He doesn't concant them. He puts vitriol, which is a type of a rusty copper that they put into ink to blacken it. Into the golden juice, shenasan kol shachar, everything becomes black. Oy, shenosan isotis. He puts this, which is literally isotis, which is a type of a herb that from it they make this bluish color for dyeing garments. And they put a lotech mecharkam into the saffron water. Shenasan kol yark, everything becomes green. Chinkes, anything similar that you're making this dye, that is the teilod of tzevea. Becomes true. How much is the measurement? Kedei litzvoy boy chud. You make the amount of dye that you can dye a thread. The length is 4 tefachim. That's significance regarding garments. Halacha tes vav regarding next malacha v'hatayva regarding spinning. Oirich arba tefachim. Someone spins, which is to twist and create a thread that the length is 4 tefachim. We call deva nitva from anything that could be spun. Chayiv is going to be liable, and that's echad tevah. So whether he's spinning wool or yes a pishon or linen or yes a nisa or a camel. Wool, or yes, a seir, or the hair, or yes, a gidin, or ligaments, but it's about anything similar like that. Hoises 11. Now, if someone makes felt, which is really wool that's pressed without weaving, is a teledis type, that's a derivative of spinning, but chayv is going to be liable. And that's behushi, labe dover, that he's pressing something, she'evsha litvas memeno, that you, it's the amount that you'd be, and the type that you'd be able to spin from it, chut, a thread, that's urech abat fachem, that's the length of 4 tefachim, but ibibaini, in a medium grade thickness. Halacha tezayin, ran the next malacha of making nirin. Ha'itza shnei bate nirin. Someone makes 2 heddle shafts. Chayiv is going to be liable, which that's from the that's the way they make the garment to do weaving. You have to first make this mechanism, the loom, that on that has heddles, which are these lines that have eyes inside of them. If you make 2 of these heddles, Chayiv is going to be liable. So therefore, related to that, hoist enough, if someone makes a sift or a kvach or a sieve or a sal or a basket or a svacha, which is actually a head covering, that, but it's made like out of netting. Or he weaves a bed with ropes, which that holds up the mat. How does it tell that this is needed? These are derivatives of making these heddles, because all these cases, you first stretch out the warp threads, and then you weave inside of it the weft threads, and so therefore anyone who prepares 2 threads is already like this, the idea of making 2 heddles, and umeshiyasa shnei batim, and therefore once you make 2 frames, be'echad mikol elu, from any one of these things, chayv, you're liable. And v'chein kol oisa shnei batim nirin, and anyone who makes 2 heddles, bedavash oisa batim, anything that's made from different frames, like these things that we mentioned, chayv, you're liable. It's a process in like making the mechanism to be able to do weaving, which is one of the things they did in the Mishkan, therefore these things are its own malacha. Halachi Zayin, regarding mounting the warp and regarding the weaving. So Derech Ergen, the way of weavers is Shemayischan Hachut and Tchilup. What they first stretch out the threads, Ba'idich Hayiriya Uberachba, in the length of the curtain that they're making, and in its width. Now, Shnayim Oichsen, there's 2 people that hold on to Zemekam and Zemekam, one from this side, this from the other side. The Echot Shevet Ba'Shevet Al-Chut, and one person bangs with a stick on the threads, Masakonism, he fixes them that they should be side by side, because that you have to make a garment, as you make the warp and the woof thread that you have this crisscross, and that's what, look very close at a garment, that's what it has. Until you first make all the warp threads, which are the longitudinal threads going in a straight line, without any woof yet, without any from perpendicular lines coming in inside of it. Now, the stretching out of the threads, the way the weavers do it, he hanasachas hamasachas. This is the mounting of the warp. And the one who's stretching out this thread is called mesach. Now, when you double it, meaning when you go and then you start putting in the weft threads, perpendicular into the warp threads, that's called the malacha of weaving. Malacha yitches, hamesach, the one who's mounting the warp, chayiv, is liable. And this is a primary category of the lamates malachas. And someone bangs on the threads, actually park until they become separated, because you have to have not overlapping but side by side. But when you fix them, it's a teletz mesach. That's a derivative of this malacha of mesach, of mounting the warp threads. Now, how much is his measurement? When he fixes the width of two finger breadth. And so to someone who weaves two threads in the width of two finger breadth, that's a liability. And then main shaydogam betchila, whether he's just started the weaving, betchay mixes a beged argut, or whether some of the garment was already woven, but arig ala arig, and he's continued to weave on the woven garment. Shiur shneichut, and the measurement is two threads. Now vim arag chut echad, but if he did the weaving of one thread, but vehishin by a beged, but that finished of the garment, chayiv that itself will be liable. Now arig besvaseiri, if he did weaving at the edge of the garment, shneichutin, two threads, berichim shleisha batinin of a width of three heddles, chayiv is liable. What could this be compared to? Someone who weaves a small belt, but rechiv shleisha batinirin with a width of three frames, which that itself is significant. Here also, that hem is also its own significance, and therefore he'd be liable. Halachi yitas a medaktik esachutin. If someone is precise regarding the threads, umafrid, and he separates them be'is harig at the time of the weaving, there's a teledz arig. That's a derivative of weaving. So too, if someone braids the threads, that's a derivative of weaving. Be sure, and that's measurement is mishiasek levim, when he makes a braid in the width of two finger breadth. Alachachav with the next malachav habeitzeyar shnei chutin. Someone does bitzua to two threads, chayv is liable. Now beitzeyar, who? What is that? Hamafresh that's arik. If he actually separates the weave, and that's bein shahitzi edim, and that shasi, whether you're moving the weft threads from the warp or shavah shasim ala edim, or you're moving the warp threads from a top of the weft. That's considered the undoing, basically, of weaving. But chayv is going to be liable. Now, who that is, shalo yehi makalkal, that is not being destructive. At least, gam l'sakin, rather, his intent is actually to fix. Kadech sha'isin elu, like those who do, shema achen esabagod makal b'yesa, that they connect the light garments very much so. Shabaitzin, what they do is that they untangle it, v'achem achen, and then they connect it. V'chayisin v'urgin chutin shabatzin, and then they go and they weave the threads that were taken apart. Until the two garments or the two tiers become one. And someone that undoes the braid, lesakin, if it's to fix it, hirosa is to let this beitzeya, that would be a derivative of beitzeya, which is also to undo, to fix, the shiur kishar beitzeya, and this measurement will be the same shiur that we have regarding beitzeya.